We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. The snow still falling, the rain coming also around Metro Detroit. AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz with the latest accumulation numbers.
We're getting what we call a phase change. That's where you see the change between snow and rain. And that is approaching Detroit right now. So typically you see a little bit of an uptick in the snow. Quick update on snowfall totals. Romulus at 5.4 inches. Monroe at 8.2 inches. Ypsilanti at 5.4. Flint at 5 inches.
Snow accumulations of 3 to 6 inches throughout most of the area. Some areas north and west of Detroit could potentially end up with a total of 8 or 9 inches. Meanwhile, the road crews are hard at work. That includes Macomb County, where Brian Santo is the director of the Department of Roads.
We have approximately 75 trucks in total. We're going to be working in split shifts, so probably about half of our crew availability and trucks will be out initially, 12 to 14 hour shifts. And then once that crew is done and that shift is over, we'll follow up with another shift thereafter, depending on the severity and duration of the storm.
He says on top of the snow plows, they'll also be using de-icing efforts. And as the snow falls, the city of Detroit says their plows have been busy.
We'll start out with about 58 to 60 trucks, and that'll continue while we're in a salty mode. Once the snowfall continues to accumulate, we also have the ability to bring in another 10 or so trucks that we'll use just for plowing only. We won't start out with those, but we'll add those to the fleet.
That's Ron Brundage, the director of the Department of Public Works in Detroit. He says crews and possibly contractors will have about 2,500 miles of roadway to clear throughout Detroit over the weekend. Many local communities also with snow emergencies. That means if you park on the street, you must move that vehicle so the plows can get through, or you could be subject to a fine. Weather causing a variety of delays and cancellations at Detroit Metro Airport as well. Flights to Boston, Baltimore, Washington Reagan National, Newark, and Las Vegas. Among the delays, also a handful of cancellations, including flights to Toronto and Houston, Phoenix, and Chicago O'Hare. Be sure to check the status of your flight before heading to the airport. In other news, a new study looks at the top jobs for 2020. Here's WWJ's Dan Jenkins.
Tech is tops when it comes to the best jobs of the year. Glassdoor's list of best jobs for 2020 shows front-end engineer, Java developer, data scientist, product manager, and DevOps engineer as the top five jobs. They were determined by three factors, including mean annual base salary, overall job satisfaction, and the number of job openings. In total, there are 20 tech jobs on the list of 50. The pay for the top five jobs ranges from $83,000 to $117,000. Dan Jenkins, WWJ News Radio 950.
One person is dead following a crash in Monroe. It happened just before 5 p.m. Friday along South Custer Road, a few blocks west of Telegraph. Investigators say that a pedestrian was hit and seriously injured. He died a short time later at a nearby hospital. The driver of the vehicle was not hurt, and alcohol does not appear to be a factor in that crash, which is still under investigation. The Henry Ford Museum is about to get into racing. Here's AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
The museum's in the process of putting together a new 24,000-square-foot exhibit called Driven to Win. Transportation curator Matt Anderson says the exhibit will look at racing both in terms of history from the very early days, but also specific types of racing.
There'll be a section on hill climb, a section on stock car racing, a section on land speed racing out of Bonneville.
GM's a sponsor and is donating a number of vehicles, as are other car makers. Driven to Win will open at the Henry Ford next June. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
A Michigan native is back in town this weekend to perform. The details from WWJ's Brooke Allen.
Jessie Poulter lives in L.A., but she grew up in West Bloomfield, and she says although she lives on the West Coast now, she loves coming home where it all started.
I'm very proud to be from Detroit. There is something in the air that I feel like creatively speaks to me and inspires me. And so I love writing music here. I love performing music here. And it's just a real thrill to also be in front of Detroit audiences because I feel like they know good music.
Jessie will be performing in Lake Orion tonight at 20 Front Street at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door or online at 20frontstreet.com. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.